Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with the state swimming qualifiers from NCMP, specifically from Pella High School, Eli Ekoff and Matt Copeland. First of all, congratulations. Eli, I'll start with you. This is a return after 2 years away from the state meet. What does it mean to have climbed all the way back and be back swimming among Iowa's best coming up this weekend?
It's been really just... It's been a fun season, and I'm glad that I get to come back, and I'm glad that I got to bring some of my teammates with me.
Well, and one of those is Mr. Copeland here. What does it mean to have this big experience? I know you've been swimming for a long time. What does it mean to get to swim among Iowa's best coming up this weekend?
It's amazing. It's definitely a lot of pressure put on us, but I think it's going to be really fun with collaborating with the Newton guys and then Eli here, and we'll just try our best.
Well, and both of you are on the same relay, so that's what you're referring to. And Eli, obviously, you were also really close in getting in as an individual as well. But what did it mean to be able to watch this team in particular grow? It feels like this year it was kind of a return for just the entire program to a higher standard. And what was it like to be a part of that experience being really competitive this winter?
It was really fun, honestly. Just watching us all bond together as a team and just watching it grow back to something that it used to be, it was a good thing to see.
Well, and you are very busy juggling a lot. A lot of cases, you're at a swim meet in the morning, and then you're at a show choir event in the evening, and all sorts of other things. What's it been like to balance that and to be able to be good at both things?
It's a lot of commitment, but it's also really fun because you're going from one thing where you're trying your hardest, and then you go to another thing where you still have to try your hardest, but it's more relaxing, so you're with your friends, and then you're just basically sitting around until you have a competition at show choir.
And then, of course, you're active and physical on that as well. Eli, we kind of alluded to it at the top that this is a return for you, right? It was a freshman year experience versus now. How do you think you've grown as a swimmer in the last 3 years, and how are you going to approach this state meet, knowing you've been there before, but obviously you also recognize how hard it is to get back?
I'm going to go back there to the pool, and I'm just going to have fun with it. It's my last year. I'm going to give it my all, and I'm going to just put it out there.
Well, and in your case, this will be your first, you hope, of many appearances coming up at the state swimming meet. How are you approaching it, and how are you leaning on a veteran like Eli and some of your other teammates who have been there before to maybe appreciate the experience and be prepared for it?
Well, I'm definitely going to do as Eli said and put it all out there. But I'm also hoping I can improve in future years as we hopefully go to state again. And I think Eli and the rest of the team have been really encouraging to all the freshmen and new people who want to join. And it's just really great in general.
Well, and Eli, the numbers of this program have grown quite a bit of Pella kids who are swimming at Newton, right? There's a freshman, there's a few others who have kind of grown on the team. How exciting is that to kind of be leaving the program at a time where in the next couple years there'll be plenty of guys who are making that trek from Pella to Newton every day for practice? And what's it like to see the sport growing here locally, despite the fact our team is shared with another school?
So our coach has a saying of you're planting trees that for people that will have shade for people that you don't know. And I think that's basically summarizing how I'm feeling. I'm doing this to plant trees for others to have shade in. And it's going to be great.
Well, in your case, you don't get to be alone for at least another couple of years while you do this. How cool is that to see the sport growing here in Pella?
It's amazing. I've always been a part of a very large swim team with SEA Swim, and when we started the first year at Newton, my freshman year, it was different being on a smaller team. It was sort of nice, but I love how our program is expanding, and we'll just keep getting more new people who are adding new talent to the team.
Mac, one of the cool things, too, is that your head coach, who's been at this a long time, who's worked with a lot of Pella, PCM, Newton students from around the area, Central College students, is getting some well-deserved recognition, it sounds like, at the state meet.
Yeah, she got coach of her district, which means she's really just the best coach so far with the most improvement on her team. And I think we'll just have to show that at state, live up to her reputation.
Well, and Eli, I'll just add a follow-up to that. It's Coach Sarah Patterson, by the way. What has she meant to you over these last 4 years in terms of she's done a really good job, I'm sure, of accommodating. I know she's new to the guys this year. She's done it more with the girls last 4 years. But what's it been like to see her working with Pella athletes these last several years and welcome you to this team?
So I've always heard of Miss Patterson's name and how my friends have told her she's a great coach. And I'm glad that my senior year, I finally got to experience her coaching. And I can say that they were not wrong. She is quite a great coach.
That's Eli Ekoff and Matt Copeland, the state qualifying swimmers from Pella High School and NCMP swimming this Friday and Saturday at the University of Iowa. Fellas, have the best of time up there. Hopefully you get some great times, and huge congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.